This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new state audit says Colorado could improve how it enforces retail marijuana sales. CPR's Benda Berkland has more.
The audit says the Marijuana Enforcement Division didn't meet its goal to inspect new retail marijuana stores within their first year of operation. Auditors also said the state needs to more consistently cite stores for violations, like selling recreational cannabis to those under age 21. And auditors say the state could inspect stores more often that are considered at risk of violating the law, based on things like previous inspections or information received from law enforcement. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland spoke in Denver on Monday. Garland spoke to a conference of the American Bar Association. He talked about work by the Department of Justice in helping Ukraine in its war against Russia.
War criminals will find no refuge in America.
Garland says his department is helping Ukrainians document the effects of the Russian invasion that might be important for potential war crime prosecutions. A more than four-year investigation of misconduct at the Colorado Supreme Court has ended with the censure of the state's former Chief Justice. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva has more.
An order entered Monday said retired Chief Justice Nathan B. Coates, quote, undermined the public's confidence in the integrity of the judiciary, end quote. The censure is related to a multi-million dollar sole source contract that was awarded to a former court employee. Coates served on the court from the year 2000 until 2020 and is the first Supreme Court justice in Colorado history to be censured. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
Denver will pay $25,000 to a man who refused to surrender his bear spray to police during protests in 2021. Having bear spray is legal, but police arrested Christopher Hewley when he refused to give it up during a protest against President Biden. It's 6 minutes after 7. This is CPR News.